middle of the night, you know, sometimes you can go to bed and you can go to sleep and then after a while you wake up. What do you do when you wake up?
Long ago, there lived in the land of Israel a little girl named Hannah. As she played with her doll, she looked forward to the day when she would have a real little baby, all her own. As the years passed, Hannah grew up to be a lovely young lady. And one wonderful day, she married a fine young man named Elkanah, who loved her and was kind and generous to her. Both Hannah and her husband trusted in God and worshipped Him. And together they prayed that He would bless them with a little child. But as the years went by, Hannah's childhood dream did not come true. She did not have a baby of her very own. Some of the young mothers were unkind and poked fun at her, pointing to their own children. Often she would become so sad that she would creep away by herself, great tears rolling down her cheeks. How she longed for a little child. Each year, Hannah and her husband made a journey to a place called Shiloh to worship God in His tabernacle there. And this year, Hannah had a special matter to take up with the Lord. She asked God to give her a baby and promised that if she had a son, she would bring him to serve in God's house. And not long after, God answered Hannah's prayer. How happy they were when the baby was born. They called him Samuel, which means asked of God. As soon as he was big enough to go away from home, Samuel was taken to Shiloh, just as his mother had promised. There at the temple, they talked to Eli, the high priest. "Take Samuel and train him for the Lord," Hannah said. Now Eli was getting old and knew that he should begin to train someone to take his place someday. So he gladly took Samuel to live with him in God's house. As time went by, Samuel was able to assume some important temple duties to help Eli. He opened and closed the doors and kept the lamps cleaned and filled and burning. How pleased Samuel was to see his parents when they made a visit to God's house. Each year, his mother brought him a new coat to wear over his simple linen gown. It was hard for Hannah to leave Samuel at the temple and go back to her home in the country. But the Lord blessed her, and soon there were other babies in her house, Samuel's brothers and sisters. As Samuel grew older, Eli taught him to read the scrolls which contained the laws and history of God's people, the Israelites. The people grew to love Samuel and were ready to listen when he read to them from the books of the law. But the Bible says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He was in God's house and he knew about God, but that was all. One night, as Samuel was asleep in bed, he was suddenly awakened by a voice calling, Samuel, Samuel. He sat up quickly. Who was calling? It must be Eli. He ran into the high priest's room. Here I am, you called me? Eli was very surprised. No, I didn't call. Lie down again. So Samuel went back to bed as he was told. Soon the voice called again. Samuel, Samuel. And again Samuel ran to Eli. And when Samuel said, Here I am, for thou didst call me, Eli shook his gray head. I called not, my son. Go and lie down again. Samuel went back to his bed. But he was puzzled. Who could have awakened him? Who could have called him? It wasn't long before the clear voice called the third time. Samuel, Samuel. Again the boy ran into the aged priest's room. This time, Eli realized that something unusual was happening, and that it was the Lord himself who was calling Samuel. Eli said, Go and lie down. But if you hear the voice again, say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. This time, Samuel couldn't sleep. He waited in the darkness, his heart thudding against his ribs. Did Eli mean that the Lord Jehovah was calling him? That he would speak to him? Could the God who came in glory to Shiloh have a message for a little boy? Then came the wonderful voice. Samuel, Samuel, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. The Lord was there and talked to Samuel and told him of many things that would happen in the future. The Bible says that after that, Samuel grew and the Lord was with him. And all Israel knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. Samuel would be the one who would bring God's message to the people. It wasn't enough that his parents loved and worshiped God, or that he had been dedicated to the Lord and served in God's house, or that he was familiar with the laws of God and was respected and loved by the people. Samuel had to know that the Lord Jehovah was his God. He had to give his heart and life to him.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother,
in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the itty bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
And now is the chance for us to listen not only to ourselves, but listen to God. And we share a confession together, so let's say this all together. Dear God,
we know.
When we have failed, forgive us. When we have persevered,
where we are in doubt, help us to see new opportunities of witness and service for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we ask your blessing on all our congregation, that we may only be a blessing to others. Help us to be united in our love for Jesus. Help us to be loving to each other. Encourage us all to contribute to your work in this community, so that we can share the burden and we can share the love. Lord, we pray for Bob and Christine, in fact, for all who are working for your glory in this place. Lord, may our efforts be in accordance with your will and your call for our lives. Lord, we pray for your world, which you've created, and we are abusing in many ways. Lord, through greed, through selfishness, and through ignoring your command to love one another. Lord, we pray for those who are being exploited and living in slavery to provide us with cheap food and clothing. Lord, help us all to have concern for the conditions of people who work in unsafe conditions and for low wages to provide us with cheap goods. Lord, where we can help, strengthen us to be part of the solution. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who hears our prayers. You are a God who hears. Lord, we hold up to you all who are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other trouble. Especially those who are known to us. So Lord, we name them now for the silence of our hearts.
both us and them to achieve your vision for the world. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Christine, she's getting a little more bread. We think we might need some extra. Gracious God, we give you thanks for these gifts of bread and wine. We pray that we will receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Savior's word. In remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body with God.
Sing you
again?
Next Sunday is a family day, family fun day. It's the start of our Young and Awesome program again, getting ready for the year. But it's not only for Young and Awesome, it's for all of us. Now, at the back, there's a sheet to sign up. And the reason that you have to sign up and say you're coming is so they know how many things to buy. We gave this a good spiel at the early service, and when I looked, nobody had put their name down. But when I said, are you coming? Oh, yes, we're coming. So please put your name down so that they know how much good is to buy. But it starts at 11. There'll be lots of fun things, particularly if you're not very big. And if you're very big, there'll be lunch and entertainment.
Watching the children on the water slide and the other player equipment, cricket and other activities that will be organised after the service next Sunday. It's the launch of Young and Awesome for this year. And one comment that has been made to us is we don't know who comes to our youth group. Well, our youth group through last year grew and grew. But we didn't see it because it's a Friday night. And so it was Scott's idea to actually have an official launch for Young and Awesome for this coming year. And so that's what we're actually doing next Sunday. So we'll have a chance to join in with all of that activity. Next Sunday after our service, out there it will all be set up, loaded on. Yes, thank you. That's good. And we'll be underway fairly soon after the service.
And I'll just ask you to tidy up after yourself, if you don't mind, because there's a lot of paper and scraps around. I'll bring a bin and put it in so that we can...
And now here's the chance for you, that if you've left a mess and you want to move somewhere else... Well, I'm only doing the bloke thing. Let's form a large circle around, and we'll say the grace, and then hopefully you'll go back to the same place to clean up your mess. Where's your bin, Ezekiel? A bin's in...
serve the Lord.